Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, today we want to talk a little bit more. We've talked about this subject before, but broadband and how it relates to public schools.
Right. Well, we're actually in the process of finishing up a little study we've been doing. We talked to a number of school districts around the state to find out what their broadband access is. How do they get their internet, and what speeds, more importantly, are they able to get, and is it working for them?
Okay. And any preliminary results on that
this point? Well, so far we found out that, you know, in the 10, 15 years that schools have had access to internet service and online service, they're heavy users of it now. They really need it. They really depend on it. And it's not just because it's a fun thing to have. All of their reporting, all of the state testing that, you know, that we hear about is all done online. All those film strips and movies that we used to watch, that's all streaming video now that they watch in the classroom. Another thing we found is that broadband really varies in speed from district to district. And there are some districts that have 100 megabits per second, some that only have 1.5. The majority of districts are satisfied with their broadband, but they also anticipate that they're going to need more next year and the year after. And what's really driving it is that the students and the faculty and the staff just keep finding more uses for it. There's just more and more resources out there for them to use in the classroom.
Well, you mentioned all the things that are internal to the public schools. Let's not forget about external communications. There, more and more schools are using the internet to communicate with parents and,
right,
and other external constituencies.
That was a big use, the parent information portals, where parents can go online and communicate with their teachers. They can check out their kids' grades, check out schedules, and all sorts of things.
Yeah, so it really is, it's changed the way education operates, basically.
It really has.
So some of the things that occur to me in terms of, you know, those haves versus have-nots would be some kind of basic infrastructure kinds of things, whether or not, for instance, fiber optic cable is, mm-hmm, you know, available in that community.
And that really does make a difference. When, you know, when we're asking districts what the factor is that keeps them from getting more, cost was always the answer, practically. But there is a question. Some schools are able to get fiber, you know, which would give them nice, super fast, super reliable access, but other districts, it's just not practical, and the cost, they could probably get it, but the cost would be enormous.
Got it. Well, thanks for that. When do we expect to see this report actually in sort of
print
either
form?
Online or print form?
It should be coming out next month.
All right, great. Thanks so much, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. My guest has been Marnie Werner, and we'll catch you next week.